Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Food and health fads come and go, but some truths remain constant. Health and fulfillment are multifaceted jewels, a combination of what we eat and don't, how and how often we move our bodies, how we deal with stress and disease, and how we choose to look at what life hands us. On the show today, natural health pioneer and educator Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, focusing on simple practices to help liberate and unleash your inherent vitality, strength, and power. Practices we will all love to do that will keep us looking young, feeling healthy, vibrant, and youthful, showing us how to get unstuck from the spin cycle lifestyle, shed some pounds, glow with inner radiance, and learn how to celebrate yourself and live your life with gusto. Back in the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. Great to be back with you.
We have got so much to talk about in the course of the program today. I want to start off by talking about a new trio of books you have. These are three excellent books. They are e-books, the most colorful e-books you have ever seen. The one we're going to talk about specifically today is The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Talk about these three, and if you go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, you'll see what we're talking about. You get a chance to peruse a little of the book, too, before you make the purchase.
Yes, and I like that because I give everyone a little sampler of a little bit of the book so you can see what it's all about. These are beautifully designed, three new books. They're all in full color with photographs and the latest cutting-edge info on, you know, today it's The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. I've got another one called Living on the Lighter Side, all about my premier secrets to accelerate fat loss. And the third one's called Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. So you can go to the website, and you can go where it says books, and it will show you the three new ones out for this year. You click there. You'll learn about each one. You can see the sampler, and you can purchase right there.
The one we're talking about is The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. And again, the website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, for you, this was like going back in time, wasn't it? This is where this whole interest in food started at an early age with your mother and your grandmother. So this is like going back to your youth.
You know, it definitely is. You know the story from ages ago when I was a teenager and really sick, and my grandmother and all of her wisdom taught me how to live a little bit closer to nature. But as I travel all around this country and the world these days, I'm seeing a true rebirth in natural healing. And I do think now that the wisdom of our grandparents regarding natural remedies can play an important role in our health and in our wellness today. And in my travels over the past four decades, I know that the plants of nature can be used as medicine and have been used throughout the world. Now, and I've used many of these remedies hundreds of times and have witnessed, you know, miraculous, tremendous results with myself, family, friends, and my clients. So this new book is all about how to use superfoods, spices, natural remedies, and stressless living to revitalize your body and life.
Dr.
And
Susan,
it's only 107 pages, really reader-friendly, with countless cost-free healthy living tips.
Well, yeah, and it shows you how the healing powers of living closer to nature, which we've talked about with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest in the program, hasn't had a cold or flu in over 30 years, so she really knows what she's talking about. And we've talked about this in the program before, but you mentioned it again in depth in the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. That's your favorite 21 superfoods. Talk about a couple of these and how important they are to a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, well, there's so many good superfoods, and a superfood is a food that's chock full of nutritional value with relatively few calories. You know, for example, blueberries, they're often considered a superfood, and they should be because they're rich in antioxidants, anthocyanins, vitamin C, manganese, and fiber with hardly any calories at all. And there's probably no other food on planet Earth that's better for your brain. But there's no one magic bullet superfood. You know, it's important to include different superfoods in your diet every day, like, you know, and ones we all know, but we often take for granted, like apples. An apple a day will keep the cardiologist away. Red bell peppers will help you to have glowing, beautiful, youthful skin. Broccoli is wonderful to help reduce the risk of cancer. Same with Brussels sprouts. Onions will actually help you increase your HDL. You know, nuts like pecans and walnuts are excellent for you. Grapefruit is probably a dieter's best friend because it gives you lots of fiber and it's wonderful for your skin. And then there's some spices like cinnamon. Cinnamon is anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, also helps balance out your blood sugar level. Sage really does make you wise because it helps improve memory. Cayenne pepper jump-starts your metabolism. And, of course, the good old garlic is a very potent antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. And then every day in the morning I have a half a tablespoon of turmeric powder in my large glass of hot green tea with a little lemon in it. Turmeric helps to reduce inflammation and supports healthy joint function.
It's interesting. You talk about instead of making a trip to the pharmacy, make a trip to the spice rack, and you can really help yourself.
Without a doubt. In fact, my grandmother and mama always used to say to me, health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy. And I always liked what Pythagoras said about almost 2,500 years ago. He said, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. And I love that. And often people say in 21 days you can change your whole body. But I'm going to say 3 months. I want to be fair and reasonable, but I also want to back it with some studies. And here's my main study, and it was a groundbreaking 3-month study done. It was led by Dr. Dean Ornish, a medical doctor. And he looked at how your gene activity can change. And he found in this study that the subjects affected changes, Rick, in activity of about 500 genes, 48 that turned on, and 453 genes that were turned off as a result of eating exactly what my book's about, more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, and practicing relaxation techniques like meditation and also exercising on a regular basis. So you see, often people say to me, Susan, what can I do? I know it's all in my genes. Everyone in my family has heart disease. Well, it turns out, according to this very efficacious study, that you can do a lot, because in 3 months you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. And that's pretty exciting to me.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, educator, motivator, author. 3 new e-books. We're talking specifically about the curative kitchen and lifestyle. The other two, you can get all the information, peruse some of the chapters by going to our website. The other two books, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant, and Living on the Lighter Side. In the book, it's interesting, you've got one of your clients, Lisa, who deals with problems so many of us deal with. Talk about her case and how she was able to basically turn her life around.
Yes. Like many of us, she was under tremendous stress. She was trying to become a partner in her law firm. She traveled about 2 hours round trip daily to work and back. And then she'd come home to a barrage of rap music from her teenage son. Her husband wanted to divorce her. She lost her parents, who passed on, and she was so overwhelmed with stress, she couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. So she fell into a deep depression. And unmanaged stress affects so many people. In fact, 2/3 of all doctors' visits are due to stress-related ailments. 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. So in this chapter, I talk in detail about Lisa with her permission and all of the stress busters that I gave her that really work. You know, for example, if you take a few minutes daily just to do some deep breathing, and while you're doing this, focus on only those things for which you are grateful, you will literally boost your immune system and feel happier. And the same thing happens, Rick, if you can spend 5 minutes a day out in nature, maybe the local park, a community garden, or maybe your backyard, but also bringing nature indoors in the form of houseplants, flowers, maybe a little simple water fountain. These will brighten your day. And then don't forget this, 10 minutes of an aerobic activity. You could do it in your home or better yet, do it outdoors in nature when you can. Like walking, 10 minutes will double the level in your body of your happy hormones called the endorphins, which will help you have a more positive attitude. So you've got to remember, you're in charge of your health destiny.
I mentioned in the beginning the term spin cycle, and you talk about it in the book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. Talk about that, because so many of us, whether we know it or not, we're caught up in the spin cycle.
Yes, we are. It's like doing the same thing day in, day out. You get in a rut. You get in habits of eating the same foods. We're creatures of habit. And then often, you know, especially after the holidays of last year, you're used to eating rich food that's not that good for you. And for most people, the month of January is a month when people are most motivated. But you've got to get yourself out of that spin cycle. And it takes waking up one day and saying, today is going to be different. Maybe in the past I've made some choices that weren't very good for me, but today I can start fresh. And you can commit to a new health and fitness program and make it a dedicated choice and maybe write down your goals. And always be aware of your thoughts and beliefs going into a new program, because when you harbor doubt about your ability to succeed, that affects your results. So you want to weed out that doubt, worry, and concern. And it's hard to be positive about a new program and feel hopeful and let go of doubt if you're always running on empty by not getting enough sleep every night.
I love the advice you give, so much of the advice you give in The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, specifically setting the tone for the day each morning. This is real simple and makes so much common sense. If you start the day mentally, you're on top of the day, it's going to go a lot better for you.
Yes, it will. And as my grandmother taught me decades ago, that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the entire day. And I love that. You're in charge of those first 40 minutes. Maybe to make yourself a little less rushed and happier in the morning, maybe you do a little bit the night before, like set the breakfast table or get out your workout clothes or your work clothes or make your lunches for the children. So you want that morning to be how you want your day to be. You want it to be relaxed, happy, peaceful, enjoyable. So whatever you can do to get ready for that morning and then make that morning happy. And one of the things I do, you'll probably think I'm nuts, Rick, but, you know, I get up in the morning. First thing I do is I make a visit to the bathroom. I look in the mirror and pretty much laugh at what I see. But then I always sing this song from one of my favorite musicals. I want to see if you can guess the name. I'm putting you on the spot. But Shirley Jones and Gordon McRae starred in it.
Oklahoma.
Yes. And in that wonderful musical, the main song, one of the main songs, "Oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day, I've got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way." So you sing that song every morning, and you're going to have a better day that day. And it will make you laugh, too, when in the morning you sing with that frog voice when you first wake up.
Do you find if you can think something and that has some positive impact, it's better when you say it out loud, like you're singing that song and you get the reaction from, like, I can't believe how bad I sound this morning. When you say something out loud, does that actually do a better job at reinforcing that message?
Well, you know, actually it does, because it resonates a little bit deeper.
Yes.
In you. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do silent affirmations throughout the day. And it's important throughout the day to also visualize with that mind's eye the end result of the goals you want. Remember, it was Albert Einstein who said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. And often people say, but I don't want to make drastic big changes in my life. I'm too overwhelmed right now. And I like to tell everybody that you can make massive progress by inching forward, by taking baby steps every day. Maybe the baby step is to drink more water today. Maybe eat a little bit more fresh fruit and vegetables. Make an effort tonight to just get a little extra sleep. And when all of a sudden you're feeling stressed overtaking you, remember you want to build breaks into your day from sunrise to bedtime to reset and refresh. Because just as your computer can slow down and even freeze when you're running too many programs, your beautiful mind and spirit can get worn out from too much mental and digital multitasking. So it's okay to unplug now and then, or at least press that reset button. So maybe you're at work and you have lunch, and after your lunch, maybe you reset by taking a 10-minute walk or doing some few yoga stretches. But if you do this a few times throughout the day, you'll make your day more enjoyable and less filled with stress.
Practical tips to live life with more joy, balance, and gusto you will find in the books available, over 26 books available. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about the trio of e-books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, also Healthy, Happy, and Radiant, Living on the Lighter Side. The books are available. You can check them out before you purchase by going through some chapters at the website SusanSmithJones.com. And so, Dr. Susan, you can also sign up for the monthly newsletter. I look forward to getting that every month. And this is really information. You can actually, some gifts you give us as well.
Yes, yes. Now, I have every 2 months you get a double massive newsletter. You'll probably take a few visits to my website to read through it. But every month, if you've signed up, you know, it takes 10 seconds to sign up on my website, I send out this monthly letter, and the general public never sees it. And when you sign up for it, you get lots of gifts. You're entered into my weekly drawing, where I pick one person every week and I contact you, and if you want, we do a 90-minute visit together. You can ask me anything you want. And in this month's newsletter, I even have one of my latest little holistic short videos where I talk to you about what holistic health is all about.
Just like the books, the website, you'll get information on superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, balanced living. It's all there. Our guest on the program, once again, has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She will be back with us, and her website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Always great information. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to next time.
We will do it again next month. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.